How'd it feel to be back out there?
You know, it felt good. You know, when you don't play a game for 3 months and come back, you can be a little bit rusty. So there's some things, just, you know, routine things that I could have hit and done a better job of. But when that does happen, you know, you got a decision to make. You can either just, you know, fold or, you know, fight through it. So, you know, I'm happy with how I fought through it. The guys helped me, you know, get through some of that. And, you know, we just got to find ways to start fast and finish strong. I felt like we did a good job coming out in the second half and putting points on the board and giving ourselves a chance to win the game. But, you know, we can't dig ourselves into a hole like that to have to claw out of it.
When you say routine things, do you mean just missing throws or not seeing guys or both?
No. I mean, I felt like I saw the field well. You didn't miss any many guys, if any. Just a routine check down throw here and there. I feel like those things are simple, easy, simple things that the rust definitely showed there. You know, you don't want to miss a throw and make a throw. Miss a throw and make a throw. I feel like those were the things that I was a little rusty on. And I can fix that easily by just continuing to play. And I feel like I fought through a lot of that today and, you know, still tried to give the team a chance to win.
I know it can't be good to take a shot from perfect like you did. Is it good to take one like that and get up and be able to continue?
Yeah, Vontae's a great player, man. And he got me good. But I believe that's the one where Duke, you know, went down the field. So it was worth it. And but yeah, it definitely shows me that, you know, I can be able to take hits. Obviously, we don't want to get the quarterback hit, but you know, it's football, it's a physical sport, and you know, I was able to take some shots today and get back up and continue to play.
Are you happy with the way you protected yourself, whether it was running out of bounds or whatever else you needed to do?
Yeah, there were some street ball elements to some of the things we did today, and running around and protecting myself was I didn't really take any shots, you know, down the field, running the ball, you know, something that, you know, I've tried to, you know, continue to get better at over the course of my career. So I felt like that was good. But, you know, all this is a side note. You know, we want to find ways to win the football game. So for me, it's not about stats. It's not about how many catches this guy had or that guy had or how many rushing yards that guy had. We just got to find ways to do things early on in the game and late in the game to win the game. And I think that'll be our focus. Coach is, you know, he's always preaching that to us. And those guys in the locker room want it. They deserve it. And it's just about us demanding that out of them every single day.
What about you and Corey didn't seem to connect very well? I think it was 0 out of 6 targets in the first half, 2 for 9, and then like 3 for 11 by the end of the game, playing 26 yards. Kind of what was going on between you and Corey, and what needs to go better?
It's not, you know, just between me and Corey. It's just about, you know, making sure everybody is in the right spot, making sure our timing is on. And the Bengals did a good job of disrupting that with some of the looks that they showed and some of the pressure that they did get. But, you know, we just got to find ways to be higher percentage in the passing game. We did a great job running the ball. I thought the guys did a great job blocking, running, and maneuvering. So, you know, when you rush for that many yards, you definitely expect the outcome to be a little bit different. So as a team, as an offense, we just have to figure out ways to get our passing game going, even if it is without those big chunk plays.
How did you come out of it physically when you're talking about taking all those hits?
Yeah, I'm fine. You know, football is physical, and it's for the tough man. So all those guys that play out there on that field are tough, and you just got to make sure you brush it off and get ready for the next week.
What'd you see on the interception on the flea flicker?
Yeah, on the flea flicker, I just one or two things. Got to get him a better ball or just throw it away. The backside safety did a good job cross-keying across the field. And Corey was on the other side of the field with the corner, but the corner was on top of him too. So really just manage a bad play and either throw it a little farther so TP can run underneath it or throw it out of bounds.
Hey, Coach.
Were they doing a good job of taking Terrell away from you, or what? Terrell only had 3 targets. You only connected with him one time, and then obviously the flea flicker. But what was going on there? Were they taking him away, or why couldn't you?
No, I mean, they just they did a good job playing, you know, combo coverages, deep and soft. And, you know, we just got to come up with ways to get TP involved. And he's a great player, so you want to try to get the ball to him. But I think that all comes with, you know, our offense just flowing better early. Everybody will get their touches if we're flowing a lot better than we were early on in the game. And we can't put ourselves in a, you know, 20-0 hole.
Thank you.
Hey, your coach said, given how little you played the last 2 years, people should be understanding about, you know, what the results are. How do you feel about that?
I don't ever expect anybody to be understanding when it comes to me. So I that never crosses my mind. But you know, the more I play, the better it'll get. And you know, it's tough to be off for 3 months during the course of a season and come back in the game and expect everything to go perfectly. It didn't go perfectly, but I thought as a team, we did a good job fighting through the things that didn't go perfect. You know, we hurt ourselves too much with penalties, the turnover we can't have, but we fought back from all those things and put ourselves in position to have a chance at 20-10 in the fourth.
Saw Terrell barking when you guys had to take that one time out.
Right.
Issue in the huddle? Are you guys fine?
Yeah, I mean, we're fine. It wasn't anything big. He just wanted to run the play. And we got so low on the game clock that we needed to take a timeout. So that's what we were talking about. He just wanted to run the play that was called. But as, you know, as a team, we decided in the huddle that we needed to call a timeout so that we could actually execute it. And, you know, we scored on that drive. So it all worked out.